It could be a solution for some people's retirement savings problems, at least as they work on trying to pay for life in retirement. A lot of seniors are sitting on an enormous amount of equity in their home, but may have trouble paying for groceries at the end of the day. Still, the rise in reverse mortgages raises questions about how they work and who they are, whom they are right for. Joining us now from Ottawa is Globe and Mail's personal finance columnist, Rob Carrick. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Bruce.
Let's start with the terms here. What is a reverse mortgage and how does one work?
Well, basically, you are borrowing against the equity you have in your house. The reverse mortgage company says to you, we will give you up to roughly 40-50% of the equity you have in your house, and you can take that money, do whatever you want with it. And when you sell the house, you will pay us back what you owe us, and you will keep the difference between the sale price and the amount owing. Now, the thing is that the loan they're giving you, there's an interest rate attached, of course. It's higher than regular mortgage rates, and it's quietly ticking along in the background. So if you borrow, let's say, $500,000, and you let that ride for 10 years, you could owe substantially more than that when you sold. So the question becomes, I sell my house, how much is left for me after I pay off the reverse mortgage company?
Yeah, which, you know, it could might be a significant sum of equity you have eaten up over time. Still, this is something that is really on the rise, up, what, 35% in the first 5 months of this year. Why do you think reverse mortgages have been growing in popularity?
You know what? First, let me put that in a little bit of context for you. Fabulous growth, really big growth numbers for reverse mortgages, but from a very small base. They have been a niche fringe product for a long time. Now, to me, the first sign of something really happening in this sector was when a second company, Equitable Bank, announced they were also going to offer reverse mortgages in Canada. We saw a second competitor to the widely known CHIP program, I think in 2008. They launched about 3 minutes before the financial crisis hit, and they were gone in about 6 minutes.
Right.
Now Equitable Bank is coming in, and I'm thinking finally someone wants to compete for this. That suggests to me something's finally happening here. I think what's happening is, A, seniors are figuring out, I can't live the lifestyle I want to live based on what I've saved. And they're thinking, what is the least painful, at least in their minds, least painful way to up their income and to give themselves more money? Reverse mortgage. And so that's why the numbers are rising.
We're going to talk about the pros and cons in a second. But I want to ask, have you seen a shift in your own thinking on reverse mortgages? Because you've covered this space for a very long time, as have I. And it seems like the cons have surpassed the pros on whether or not this is a good option for the the large set of people.
I'm actually heading in the opposite direction. I used to turn my nose up at them. I mean, I almost thought of them as sort of as a sign of financial failure. This is like your parachute after you've fallen out of the plane. You pull the ripcord on this thing.
Yep.
But I'm becoming a little bit more open-minded because we have to be practical. You know, if people have tons of home equity and they don't have much else, what are you going to do? You know, you can get a home equity line of credit, but you know how behavior is. People don't want to pay the interest as they go along, which you have to do with your line of credit. And the reverse mortgage is get that money and forget about it till the day you sell. I think there are applications where it is worth considering. But for me, it's a fair thing, not a long-term thing. But I noticed that the reverse mortgage companies are trying to promote these things as tap into your equity and treat yourself, start a new career, do fun things. And I'm thinking, no, it's more for bridge me to I'm selling in 2 or 3 years, but I need money now. That's more where I'm getting sympathetic to them.
Yeah, I get really freaked out when debt instruments are being sold for big lifestyle improvements. I can see that there is a real role in particular for seniors who deeply, deeply want to stay in their home. That seems to be the emotional benefit that most resonates for me. That's another big part of the selling pitch.
I agreed. So staying in your own home is big. You know, a lot of seniors want to do that. And in some cases, it makes quite a lot of sense. I mean, you take a little bit of money out of your home equity using reverse mortgage. You completely retrofit your house. Maybe you provide a little fund for some home care. Could be a very good situation. It may be that you're going to be, it may be that this is going to bridge you. You're going to live in the house for the rest of your life and your estate can worry about all the details. But I'm with you. Reverse mortgages for fun, for consumption, to buy stuff and things, to give your kids stuff, it's a bad idea. You just don't want to give away your equity before, you know, there comes a time when you know how much you're going to need it. What if you last 15 years in a long-term care facility? You know what? You don't know how that could be quite expensive. If you want to live in a decent place, you may need your home equity. Don't spend it before you know.
Mm. some of the other cons. So you mentioned the rate, what, typically two times the rate that people would pay?
No, I haven't looked at the spread recently, and I guess the question would be, would a second competitor come in and maybe provide a little downward pressure on rates? But they're a fair bit, I'm not going to say double, but they're a fair bit higher than regular mortgage rates. So if your head's in the clouds about how marvelously low the, you know, 5-year fixed rate mortgages are, even now, after some increases, reverse mortgages are quite a bit higher than that. They're more in line with what you thought historical borrowing costs would be. So maybe more in the 5% range, but I'm just going off the top of my head, and I have not checked them lately.
What are some of the other fees and restrictions and other things that people should be aware of so they go in eyes open?
Well, there are some fees to get these things set up. The restrictions are minimal, really. You know what? You can even get these things as a line of credit type of thing now, where you can say, okay, I've got this facility that I can borrow from if I need it, and I'll take this much if I need it, but I won't take any more. They are really getting savvy about making these things super user-friendly, super flexible, basically. So you just get this whole thing set up, and then you know, some people will grab all the money they can and spend it, and others will think, I want it there just for my peace of mind. And if you don't touch it, the interest clock doesn't start, of course. So I think the companies that are offering these things are getting smarter and smarter about it, and I think that also helps explain why the rate of increase on these things is so big. You know what, Bruce? I'm waiting for a big bank to get into this area. I think that would be extremely interesting, and if that happens, that is like the rubber stamp of validation.
Right, and a marketing budget that Home Equity Bank does not have. They would be able to not only market it, but push it out through every branch in the country if they chose that path.
Right, exactly.
Fred Vitesse, Chief Actuary at Morneau Chappell, he wrote a book called Retirement Income for Life, and he called reverse mortgages the nuclear option. He's got very clear opinions on what type of situation they can work for, and he admits there are some situations in which it absolutely can be a great option. But one of the risks he highlights is that housing prices might fall and that interest rates could rise, you know, dramatically over time. Maybe not dramatically. Interest rates could rise over time, eating into equity faster. How do you sort of work in some of those more macro factors into your very micro choice?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, a lot of people who are going to be using these things have had their house double or triple in value. So if we have to give back a little equity in a correction, so be it. Now, I know how people's minds think. You know what? If they take the peak price in their head, and anything they lose off that is a loss, rather than comparing where they end up selling at compared to where they bought. Nevertheless, a little bit of a retraction in the housing market, you lose a bit of equity. It's not a big deal if you've tripled your equity. The people who offer these reverse mortgages are very savvy about calculating how much they'll give you, because they don't want people to end up with zero equity. It's very bad for the brand, and it's very bad for them. They don't want to run that risk. So that's why they're not even good. You know, you may not even be able to get half your home value.
Just before we go, who is the best second opinion here? I mean, obviously the sellers of the reverse mortgage will have a view. Do you think financial advisors are equipped to provide objective perspective on whether or not this move makes sense?
I think a fee-for-service financial planner is the place to go. You want someone who you can pay an hourly or a flat fee to run an analysis for you of whether this makes sense, how much longer do you expect to live? What do you need the money for? Are there alternative sources from it? These people would not sell any products. They would just sell advice. I think that is the place to go. And I would categorically not get a reverse mortgage without getting a second opinion. I think it's that monumental a decision. And I really think you need to think about it hard.
Thank you very much, Rob. Appreciate your insight.
No problems, Bruce.
Rob Carrick, Globe and Mail's personal finance columnist. He joined us from Ottawa to talk about reverse mortgages.